Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 744, 16 till 8, joined by our friend Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member, proud Harvard graduate. How you doing, Eugene?
Just fine. Just fine, Tommy, and it's good to talk to you and to those who are listening.
I hope I got that right, not Yale. I did get the right one, right?
Yeah, no, it was okay. Harvard, 1980.
Right. Just made sure. All right, let's talk about, I guess we'll start with facial recognition and the escape from Orleans Parish Prison. And well, what are your thoughts on the use of facial recognition and as far as curbing crime in the New Orleans area?
Well, I introduced the ordinance along with two sponsors. It was passed by the city council to allow the members of the New Orleans Police Department to have access to, and it's important to recognize, access to facial recognition technology, but also along with allowing them to have access to license plate reading technology. Both of these technologies have helped to in our city, make our city safer. We saw recently that facial recognition technology was used to identify and to lead to the reincarceration of at least one of those escaped violent criminals. We also know that license plate reading technology, which was restored to the council restored to the police department in 2022, has resulted in crimes being solved. I can speak of specific crimes, including in my Gentilly neighborhood, where the police were able to track someone through the city and arrest those two persons who committed a murder. But I do want to, Tommy, I appreciate this opportunity to talk to you always, but I do want to ask you for 30 seconds to just clear up one fact.
Sure.
First off, facial recognition technology can be used by the New Orleans Police Department and the Real-Time Crime Center only if, and it's very important that we not have misinformation, only if we are talking in the instance of investigating violent crimes, murder, rape, armed robbery, terrorism, and the like, or there is a valid arrest warrant for the suspect, or a missing person is in imminent danger, or there's reasonable suspicion that someone may have caused serious bodily harm or death. The bottom line is that there are safeguards in place relative to the use of facial recognition technology. There are also numerous agencies and private sector sources that oversee the work of the New Orleans Police Department. We can start with the Public Integrity Bureau and the Independent Police Monitor. We're also under a federal consent decree where a federal judge and monitors oversee the police department. We also have defense attorneys. We have a district attorney who says the charges aren't going to stick if the investigation hasn't been done right. There's a lot of oversight in place right now. But I also trust that the members of the police department don't wake up each morning saying, let me find somebody that I can use facial recognition on so that I can take them in. They're solving crimes. We cannot ignore the fact that crime has been solved using this technology. I'm willing to say that I support the New Orleans Police Department, its leadership, its members, to do the right thing relative to this technology. But we cannot ignore that it just helped to reincarcerate someone who was a very violent criminal and also violent criminal, and also that license plate reading technology and other technologies, whether it be drone technology, whether it be just general surveillance, has helped to make our citizens safer. And that's what I like to focus on. There are safeguards in place, which I mentioned, and it's a tool that is used by a lot of departments around the state and even near our city. I think that our members of our New Orleans Police Department can handle the responsibility, but we meet with them on a regular basis as a council. They come before the public on a quarterly basis. All kinds of questions can be answered. You can't hold on to the data forever. It has to be deleted after 30 days. I just don't want misinformation to determine what the decision is relative to expanding the number of tools that the police department has to make us safer.
Well, that's why I started with Harvard, Eugene. That's why I brought up the point that you graduated from Harvard, because that's not a bastion of conservatism, right? Law and order and trampling all over people's rights and so forth. That's the only reason I brought that up, because coming from you, it means a lot, given that you're a graduate of Harvard, and I'm not trying to pigeonhole anybody here, but you understand the point I'm trying to make, that you are concerned about the safeguards, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I'm concerned about the safeguards, but Tommy, I don't talk often about race, but I want to make sure that we don't go down a hole that we can't return from. I raised two college-educated black males in our city. I am a black male. The original ordinance was sponsored by three black males. We get it. We understand. We don't want abuse of technology. But I'm going to tell you, the enemy to the person, the enemy to innocent people, yeah, there might be a policeman or two who's not doing the right thing, but it's the criminals. And if you can do something that helps to make our city safer, I want everyone to keep in mind the impact that this has on reducing the number of victims. And Tommy, I'm not going to let those who criticize the police department and law enforcement ignore the fact that our crime rate is tremendously since 2022, when we began to put some of these tools into place and give the police the resources that they need. For example, we've had 27 carjackings this year, which is terrible. But at this time in 2022, we had 132 carjackings. Some of that is because surveillance has been enhanced. We've had more cameras put in place. There's been more oversight of the police. Yes, but also making sure that criminals, we've been overseeing the entire criminal justice system. This is just one tool among many that the police can use to solve crimes in our city and to make our city safer. They use guns. They have the ability to arrest. They use drones. They have the ability to stop people on the street because it's constitutional to talk to them. Let's make sure that we continue to oversee.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oversee the law enforcement community, but to give them the tools that help to continue this crime rate going down.
Everything has a trade-off. We'll talk about number of police officers when we come back. Somebody texted in, telecounselman, all that sounds great. But the city has demonstrated they cannot be trusted, so the technology will be misused. I don't know what that means. You can talk about it when we come back. Eugene Green, our guest, 751, 9 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. 7:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Eugene Green, New Orleans City Councilmember, about the use of facial recognition technology. To be clear, Councilmember, your ordinance calls for what?
Well, it calls for the ability to use other cameras, for example, as long as they follow the guidelines that are in not only this ordinance, but whatever might be the final ordinance. For example, face surveillance. It would allow the use of face surveillance systems, but they must be, for example, within the purview of what we do. There must be limited data collection, and only the minimum amount of personal information needed would be used to fulfill a narrow and well-defined purpose. But there will be some amendments to it. But at the end of the day, for example, facial recognition technology identified this terrorist in the middle of the French Quarter, placing packages that could have been bombed in certain places. It helped to arrest someone who was dangerous, who could have done really severe hurt to our community. The ordinance is under, you know, it won't be considered until the Criminal Justice Committee. There's certainly always discussions that go on behind the scenes. But, Tommy, just in general, beyond this ordinance, of which I'm a co-sponsor, I'm not just the only sponsor, the bottom line is that our police department is overseen by a number of entities and hundreds of individuals, including defense attorneys, who can call for evidence to be excluded. We have a federal consent decree in place right now. The person who sent you that statement, for example, may be a very well-meaning person, but that's not true. The police don't abuse technology just because it's available to them. They made 12,000 arrests last year with very few complaints relative to the constitutionality of the investigations of the arrest. They have made thousands of arrests over the years. They are overseen by a multiplicity of agencies, if you will, and processes, including the city council. I feel confident that if someone abuses a system, that we have safeguards in place that can make sure that we stop that abuse. But we can't throw out all technology to the wind, assuming that everything is going to be abused. And we cannot ignore the fact that the public has asked for more cameras. They've asked for more surveillance, legal surveillance, and crime is going down for a variety of reasons, but that is also one of the reasons.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member. We'll talk to Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, about mental health when we come back. Only thing I'll add is that, you know, life is about trade-offs. You get this, you lose that. You lose that, you get this. I don't mind being photographed on facial recognition and stuff because I didn't do anything wrong. But that's just the way I was brought up. And I know people have legitimate privacy concerns. The only thing I will say is, going back to movies, you know, you watch a crime movie that occurred in set in the 70s or the 80s, whatever, and it's like, well, that could never happen now because just about everybody's on camera no matter what you do, right? If you look at the shooting in New Orleans East and they had a crowd following a kid and then a police response after that, everybody is being videoed today. So it does cut down on crime, does lessen your privacy, but what would you rather have?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.